This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Mulvey Murray. Good afternoon, Your Honor. I have a lot on my heart that I could say to you. My brothers are going to speak as well, so to be mindful of the court's time, I'm just going to read a short poem that my mother wrote to express her feelings about this, and my brothers will speak on my behalf as well. They have stolen my sunshine. They have stolen my happiness. They have stolen my reason for living. They have stolen the love of my life. The world is darker now without the love of my life, without my companion of 54 years. The plans we made will never come true. The sadness and tears will never end. I want to scream. I want to yell. I want to throw things against the wall. But all I can do is keep it inside for the rest of my life. Thank you.
You can state your name for the record.
Rahif Murray.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. I just wanted to talk a little bit about my dad first, just that he was kind and warm. He was a very brave man, especially after caring for my grandmother, who was dying. He became gentle in a way that I had never expected. And he did that at the age of 70 years old, I might add. He was the rock that our entire family could depend on. You know, he never let anyone down. He sacrificed his whole life. He never really took vacations, never had fancy things, never had fancy cars, extravagant dinners. He always made sure that everybody was safe and secure, cared for. Unfortunately, he was just in the time where he was starting to enjoy his life and plan on retirement, just now starting to go on vacations with his grandkids, but that tragically ended. And in this impact statement, he is the primary victim. His life was stolen. He'll never get to see his grandkids graduate college or have their own children or get married. He'll never get to enjoy his retirement with my mother, who's also a victim in this crime. She has had to endure trauma, a loss I cannot even imagine, losing someone that you've been married to for that long, dedicated and lovingly. Also, I can't imagine the way she feels the violation of the sanctity of her home, some place where you're supposed to feel refuge and safe. I hope that she has that feeling, because I don't know if I would ever have it again. She'll never get to see his warm, smiling face or his warm embrace. We will never have the safety of knowing that he has had our back because he's no longer with us. My family has had a significant impact emotionally. We have suffered, school has suffered from depression. My daughter has had trouble making friends. I have had severe depression. My father was my hero, and I couldn't get the idea of his murder out of my head whenever I would remember him. And that is something that I will never forgive the defendants for, because any time I remember any of these warm, wonderful things about my father, I also think about his last moments of terror, thinking that my mother is going to die as well. I will never forget that. And I hope that the court takes that into its determination today. And my broader family, everyone has been devastated. Every day we go to work is a trial of our patience and our fortitude, because everything there is tainted with his presence. He filled the place with joy, and his presence is missed every day. I would say that someone could be forgiven for something like this should they ask for it, but I don't see that the defendants are remorseful in the least. And I would also hope that the court would take that into consideration. Another consideration I hope is taken into account is that he is the second jeweler to be murdered in as many years over money. I think that in order to make sure that this doesn't happen, we need to make sure that all parties that are accompanied to this crime are prosecuted to the full extent of the law. That's my wish, I hope. That's it, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
What? This is your name for the record.
Thank you, Your Honor. Abdu Murray. I'm the eldest son. I'm Abdu Hussein Murray, the eldest son of Hussein Abdu Murray and Linda Murray. Your Honor, you've heard enough statements of the way crime has shattered families to last you a lifetime. It's part of the burden you bear as a public servant. It's a burden I am grateful you have the fortitude to bear for us. Sentencing is a time when we imperfect vessels of justice try to fit the sentence with the crime, with the consequences, with the sin. And that's what's happened here. It really is sin. We call it crime, but it's a sin. It's a grievous sin, a sin that took a vibrant life never to be replaced on this side of heaven, a sin that shattered my mom's life and her sense of security. You know, my dad was larger than life. He was generous to a fault. He was strong as an ox, and he was brave as a lion. And with one act of trust, based on one act of deceit, planned deceit, the lion that protected my mom was slain. Carlos Hernandez and Joshua Zuazo robbed my mom of her lifelong companion, her husband of 54 years. They snatched away his grandkids' futures of seeing him light up a room at their graduations, at their weddings, at the birth of their kids, so he could have grandkids with my mom. Our very large family looked to him in so many ways, emotionally, spiritually, financially. So when they robbed my mom of her husband, they robbed us all. My brothers and I were robbed of our hero, our counselor, and just Dad. But another robbery happened after my dad's murder, and that was the robbery of our dignity. You know, Carlos Hernandez and Joshua Suazo are guilty of this sin. They're guilty of this crime, and it was obvious. It was painfully obvious. So very obvious that it took the juries less than an hour to convict them both. The mountain of evidence leading to a guilty verdict was absolutely inevitable. Absolutely inevitable. And of course, I believe strongly in the defendant's right to a fair and just and speedy trial. And this court did an amazing job of ensuring that they got that right to be exercised. It's a right that I believe in heavily. It's a right for every human being and every citizen of this country to have. And I would defend that right to a fair trial. But just because you have the right to a fair trial doesn't mean making us sit through a week of it was the right thing to do. It was not the right thing to do. They could have exercised another right, and that right is to plead guilty, to own their sin, to do at least one thing that could have been a testimony to this community and their families and everyone else of what it means to own sin, to own up to the consequences and to bear those consequences. Instead, they chose to make my mom sit in that box and testify and relive the worst day of her life. They chose to make us relive our private hells. They chose to make us watch and hear and listen to forensic evidence about the violent way my father met his end at their hands. They chose to make us sit through text messages where they planned a heist that would get them the house of their dreams and the yard they've always longed for. My mom and my dad, who came from virtually nothing, worked their whole lives to get the big house and the yard. And Joshua Suazo and Carlos Hernandez descended upon that house with envious eyes. And they made us sit through a week of that at the trial. Not to mention the preliminary hearing. All the while knowing they were guilty, but banking on the slimmest of chances, and the chances were exceedingly, infinitesimally slim, that they would get out of that guilt, or that they would get less than the maximum sentence. What that tells me, Your Honor, is that there is not yet any repentance in their heart for the sins they have committed. And that tells me that they have not yet fully come to terms with the enormity of the damage, with the size of the crater, with the vastness of their sin. It tells me that the only way they will ever really truly understand the depth of what they've done to us and to the community is for them to spend the rest of their lives in prison and never get out. Their sin has lifelong consequences for us. And their sin should have lifelong consequences for them. And the law of the land provides for that. And maybe then, and this is a hope I have for you guys, maybe then you'll see what happened, the depth and the consequences of this whole thing. I don't think it's going to take anything less than sitting in jail for the rest of your life to do that. I really don't think so. And when you see that, then maybe there can be repentance. One of my favorite lines from a book asks the question, is everything sad going to become untrue? What a line. Is everything sad going to come untrue? My faith in the Savior of the world tells me that yes, eventually everything sad will become untrue. But until that day, everything sad will stay true. And it will stay true because of what they did. And while those sad things remain true, Your Honor, these men need to bear the consequences of what they've made true, of what they've made sad. My dad is gone. My kid's grandfather is gone. And my mom's husband is gone. For justice's sake, for the community's sake, for our sakes, and I dare say, for their sakes, they need to feel the weight of their sin to the fullest extent the court can give it. And hopefully then, when all is seen, and what is sad is now true, maybe, they'll acknowledge it and see the depth of it. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. And I would just like to say, your dad sounds like he was an incredible man. Everything that you guys have said and everything about his story, just someone who worked so hard to provide for his family. And that is rings true with this court. And the court gives you and your family its deepest condolences.
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you.
Anything else by the people?
There's nothing left for us to say, Judge.
Understood. All right, so Mr. McCarthy, on behalf of Defendant Zuazo.
Well, Your Honor, the sentence that has to be imposed is mandatory. Mr. Zuazo and I discussed his right to address the court here this afternoon when we met on Saturday. My understanding is that he will decline that opportunity. He intends to appeal his conviction, but he's not going to be saying anything on the record today.
Okay. All right. Mr. Zuazo, this is your opportunity to make a statement to the court. Anything you would like to say? Ms. Lofton? Any allocution on behalf of Defender Hernandez?
Yes, Your Honor. As to count one, obviously, as Mr. McCarthy has stated, the court has not given many options. As to count two and three, guidelines are scored at the bottom end of 62 months to 228 months. My client is requesting that I ask the court to sentence to the bottom of the guidelines on count two and count three. My client likewise is going to decline his right to make a statement. He intends to appeal, and I do have that form filled out.
Any statement you'd like to make to the court, Defendant Hernandez, prior to your sentencing?
No, ma'am.
All right, you know, this court, having sentenced many individuals over the years, it is rarely does the court see this level of depravity, this level of arrogance and greed, because that's what that was all based on. You could care less about a man's life in order for you to fulfill the fantasy of the life that you wanted. The white picket fence, the house, his life meant nothing to you. The idea that there is such a loss of humanity in your actions. You go to his home the evening before. He looks at you eye to eye. Eye to eye, and he's kind. Most people would not be kind at 10 o'clock in the evening. That doesn't stop you. That just alters your plan to go back the next day. And you go back the next day with the intent to deceive and invade. And every single step you could have taken to change that at that point, when you walked in that house, every step on the way to that basement, on your way down with him, you could have said, okay, enough is enough. It's gone too far. But you couldn't. Because it's a cowardice act, because that's exactly what you are. It is pathetic. Your actions are absolutely pathetic. You thought you came up with this brilliant plan. You boasted about it in messages that you had it all figured out. There's signs, there's timing. You got it all figured out. What you didn't realize was every single thing that you did, every little pathetic cowardice act that you did, left to a trail of evidence that ended up being copious amounts of evidence that led in very quick convictions with two separate juries. None of us know exactly what happened in the basement when you two went down. Obviously, we didn't have a video to be able to see it. We see the aftermath of what happens when you go down there. But I am certain that Mr. Murray fought you with the courage of a man who spent his life protecting his home and his family. And I hope whatever those last words he said to you, or whatever that last moment that he looked at you, haunts you for the rest of your life. Because you see, one breath of Mr. Murray's life doesn't amount to 1 ounce of your dignity or worth. He was a loyal man. He was a hardworking man. How dare you? It is the sentence of the court as to Defendant Zuazo, as to count one, homicide, felony, murder, habitual for the defendant served his natural life in the Michigan Department of Corrections without the possibility of parole. As to count two and three, it's unlawful imprisonment as a habitual four. It is the sentence of the court. The defendant served 228 days to 80 years in the Michigan Department of Corrections with the 421 days of credit. Restitution is $2,819, State cost is 204, prime victim rate is 130. You have an absolute right to file an appeal with the Michigan Court of Appeals. You can't afford an attorney, the court would appoint one for you. You have 42 days to make that request.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.